It's time for This is Tourism, a weekly presentation of the local impact of tourism in our community, presented by the Chapel Hill Orange County Visitors Bureau. My special guest today is Chapel Hill native and UNC grad, a true Tar Heel in every sense of the word. His first job in high school was working as a cart and range worker at Findlay Golf Course. And he's come a long way since then. His dad never thought he'd stick with golf and insisted he play with his old left-handed clubs. That's why my guest today, Mike Wilkinson, still plays golf left-handed as the director of golf at Findlay Golf Course. Welcome, Mike.
Thanks, Ron. Glad to be here.
Glad to see you again.
Yeah, absolutely.
First of all, we were talking about this just a moment ago. It is incredibly hot right now out on the golf course, isn't it?
It's this is the hottest time of year for us, it seems like, and certainly places an importance on hydration, keeping the players and campers that we've got out there going on and so forth, keeping them cool, and all our members and the players out there just trying to keep them aware of the heat and making sure that they take care of themselves.
Well, a bit of good news. We don't expect the weather to be quite as unbearable for now and the rest of the weekend.
Yeah. I told you Tuesday was just unbearable. That was that was tough. That was on a hot, hot, hot day.
How about 91, 92?
No, that's actually not that bad.
Yeah.
You know, 96, 98, you know, that's when it really gets hot.
So. Yeah, that's when you start talking about heat index.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
Findlay is the only public golf course in Chapel Hill and was voted as one of the top 50 courses in the state by the North Carolina Golf Panel, and clearly is an outstanding course. And I know you're really proud of it, aren't you?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. You've been there for a pretty good while. Tell us about how all that came about.
Yeah, I mean, for me, growing up in Chapel Hill and taking an interest in golf and just being able to spend some time at UNC Findlay as a kid and growing up there, never thought that, 38 years later, I'd still be involved in that golf course in some way, shape, or fashion. Neither would my father, perhaps, but it's just a lifelong dream of mine and a lifelong enjoyment to be part of the University of North Carolina at Findlay.
Now, clearly, Findlay serves not just Chapel Hill, but the entire Triangle region and far beyond. Tell me, how does Findlay Golf Course impact tourism here in Orange County?
Right. I would imagine, as I often tell people, that when Mr. A. E. Findlay and the then athletic director, Chuck Erickson, in the 50s decided to build this golf course, build Findlay Golf Course, no one could have ever imagined what Orange County and the town of Chapel Hill would actually grow to become. So the fact that we are part of the athletic department, part of the University of North Carolina, and when we think of tourism, and if you're anywhere and everywhere in this state or in the nation for that matter, if you say you're from Chapel Hill, everybody almost immediately says UNC and the Tar Heels.
Yeah.
So to be part of that is incredible. And when I think, about what we do here at the athletic department, and when I think about the different visitors to the campus, to the town, for various sporting events, alumni weekends, charity events that occur at the golf course, I know play an active role in adding to their visiting fan experience, whatever, at the University Golf Course.
Yes, so many people coming here from all over the country and really all over the world to Chapel Hill because of UNC and the Tar Heels. I mean, that's like the front porch of the university.
Absolutely.
As we've said so many times, it also puts a little pressure on you to make sure that everything is just the very highest standards possible.
Absolutely.
I know that you've had people here from all over the place and you've had a lot of great experiences with visitors to the course. Do you have one particular favorite visitor experience that stands out in your mind?
Well, I'm not sure, I'm not sure that one particular visitor experience stands out as much as just the events that we have on an annual basis and the influx of parents and people that come to various junior events or our collegiate tournament events, and just getting to see different people from different parts of really not just the state but all over the place with different colleges and different kids coming to play junior events. To see their faces and to know that we're in some way adding to a memory of being here in Chapel Hill and being here at the campus is just phenomenal. So I don't know. There's just so many. We don't have enough time in a day for me to tell you all the experiences with individuals that I've had out there. But You know, we've had great experiences with Coach Smith, Coach Williams out there. You know, yeah. Michael's played out there. A lot of, you know, we've had Antoine Jameson play out there. Sean May is a regular out there. So it's fascinating for us to be able to see the different sport heroes, you know, that come by, and to see just their interaction with some of the people that are out there is just phenomenal.
I was just thinking, isn't it great to live in a place where you can say, Michael's played out there, and everybody knows who you're talking about?
Absolutely. No, you know, it's like share. You know, it's just, you say Michael, they know who you're talking about.
That's right. What's new and coming up at Findlay Golf Course?
Well, I think one of the fascinating things about what we do and what's coming up, and in fact it's coming up next week, is that for the fifth straight year, we are going to be hosting a local qualifier for the PGA National Drive, Chip, and Putt competition. And last year we had the, we not have the luxury or opportunity.
That's sort of like punt, pass, and kick, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. and we, last year, in the fourth year that we hosted, we were the largest local qualifying site in the Carolinas. So that was North Carolina and South Carolina. So we had over 240 kids show up on the premises and qualify and participate in that in hopes of being or going to Augusta. We've had a couple of different people qualify through us and then end up in Augusta in the spring. So we'll have that next week. You know, it's going to be 248 kids, lots of parents, lots of spectators. It'll be a fun thing. We enjoy mm-hmm. having it.
Well, let me ask you one last question. How's your golf game these days?
You know, often as busy as a director can be, and with as many tasks and as many responsibilities I have,
all these excuses.
Yeah, well,
come
it's
out.
Not an excuse. I mean, I get, you know, I tell people this, and they say, "Can you play?" And I said, "I know how," and I sometimes can remember. And you know, on opportunities, some of our members ask me to go play, and I'll get out there a little bit. But it's not like it was when I was a little bit younger.
Well, he's a busy guy, doesn't have as many opportunities to play as he would like, folks. But he's still on top of the game. Hey, Mike, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks, Ron. Thank you.
And thanks for joining us on This Is Tourism, my conversation with Mike Wilkinson, Director of Golf at UNC Findlay Golf Course. You can find our conversation and photos later on in the day on demand on chapelbrew.com. And join me next week right here on the Hill for another interview on Thursday with another special guest who shapes the experience of visitors to our beautiful Orange County, North Carolina.
These are the voices of tourism.
People will try and walk in and actually ask for Chef Vimala.
Saw almost 400% increase in foot traffic.
Everybody excited and happy to see that hotel very full.
We're going to share some funny anecdotes about some art characters and visitors who come in, right, Maria?
Yes.
And we smile and we say, please come back, and they do.
This is why tourism matters. Tune in on Thursday mornings to the Ron Stutt Show for This Is Tourism.